You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in the Ginge.
Hello.
For a game called Marry, Hook Up, Eliminate. This is where.
I'm so excited. I love this game.
We have three different people. And you decide who you would. In a fantasy world, who would you marry?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you hook up with for a night?
Right.
And who you would eliminate.
Right. This is one of the only times that I get to talk about hooking up with other people, and it's okay.
I don't know why
this game's so fun.
A lot of people, I was talking to some people at the gym about this, at CrossFit Provision, and they're like, well, why would I play that with my wife? And I'm like, but
That's exactly why you play it. Yeah, because it's a freebie.
Yeah, it's not even.
I gotta play the game.
Marry, hook up, eliminate.
Yep.
All right, so are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, the first three.
Okay.
Who would you marry, hook up, or eliminate forever? And this is a holiday edition. This is a Christmas edition. I'm going to start things off with. Zooey Deschanel. Is that how you say it?
Oh, okay.
From Elf.
And from New Girl.
And from New Girl. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mainly from Elf because it's a holiday movie.
Excuse me. Yes.
And I can't remember a character's name, but I'm just going to call her Zooey from Elf.
Okay.
Mrs. Claus.
I was really hoping she was an option.
In any movie. You can pick her from even a cartoon if you'd like. I don't care.
Okay.
And then the chick from the swimming pool scene in Christmas Vacation. She's also in the lingerie section where she's showing Clark Griswold that there's no lines on her underwear.
Oh, I remember that scene.
Okay.
I don't even know her name.
I don't think they gave her a name.
Wow. All right, I'm gonna tell you straight up, I'm already having a very tough time eliminating anybody.
Okay.
Because that was a pivotal, growing moment as a young boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Christmas Vacation scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Zooey Deschanel, I mean, that was a pretty hardcore crush for quite a few years of mine. And then Mrs. Claus, well, you know, that's somebody's lap I want to sit on, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Or, yeah.
Or vice versa.
That's kind of rude to say if Santa Claus is listening, Ginge.
Okay.
That is, they are married.
Okay, I'm going to have to just go ahead and eliminate the girl from Christmas Vacation. I have to, it just...
Menekelikimaka is alive.
Where Clark's at. It's getting a little hotter than... I'm going to eliminate her, Foch. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. It's your Mary hookup eliminate.
I'm going to go ahead and hook up with Zooey Deschanel.
Okay. From Elf, yeah?
Yeah, and then I'm going to marry Mrs. Claus.
Okay. That's good.
I mean, Mrs. Claus, I just bet she makes the best croissants and cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why croissants was the first thing I said, but...
And she fattens you up.
Exactly.
And that's what she does to Santa. I mean, that's part of being Mrs. Claus.
It's not only that she fattens you up, but she's used to a fat man, so...
That's true. That's part of the character.
Exactly.
So she's got to make sure that he's got cookies.
That sounds like a good... Yep.
Yeah.
So,
all right,
but that was really tough to eliminate the girl from Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
You can't see a line. Oh, we have another one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is a special edition.
Oh, man.
Office version.
Oh, boy.
Marry, hook up, eliminate. Angela, who's the blonde girl from The Office. Meredith, who's the redhead.
You gave me some great options.
Or Phyllis.
Wow.
Marry, hook up, eliminate.
I think I'm going to go ahead and eliminate. Ooh,
wow, that's tough.
You really found a way to do it there, Foch.
I know.
You really did. I'm going to go ahead and marry Phyllis because her and Don Vance, I mean, she knows how to treat a man, clearly.
Yeah, okay.
And Angela is, she's tough to deal with. So I'm going to eliminate her.
Eliminate Angela?
Yeah, plus she's the lady that plays her is really annoying on the podcast, Office Ladies. And I'm going to hook up with Meredith because, I mean, she's good at that, probably. Okay. Experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my logic.
Good. I know you love The Office, so.
I do.
And I know it enough to actually give you some options.
I didn't give you Pam or anything.
I mean, Pam would have been easy, right?
Yeah,
when everybody
been too
wants to
easy.
Marry Pam.
Yeah.
All right. This is the final round.
Well, I can't believe Mary, we have three. I only have one for you.
This is the real doozy. This is really important.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This actually might get you in a little trouble, so I apologize in advance. But it is, you know, it's approaching the holidays, you can't get into too much trouble, right?
Sure.
All right. Mary Hookup Eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Katie from Russia. Or our general manager in the building, Janelle.
I am so far away from the microphone right now.
Mary Hookup Eliminate.
The fact that you're making me... Okay. Where gets the least weird here?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and...
Nancy Simpson, Katie from Russia, or Janelle?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and eliminate Janelle because she's my boss,
I'm gonna tell her as soon as she gets here. I'm saying, you know what? In a world, Ginge would eliminate you. Now you're gonna have to watch your back.
And now I have to either supposed to hook up with Katie from Russia or Nancy Simpson.
And you got to marry somebody.
I mean, Nancy and I work on a podcast together. Yeah. We are really good friends. We get along great. I got to marry Nancy Simpson.
Okay.
I have to, which leaves me hooking up with Katie from Russia.
I didn't hear you.
I said that I would have to hook up with Katie from Russia.
Oh, okay. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. I was over here. I didn't know. You're going to do what?
I said in this world, this fantasy world.
Mary, hook up, eliminate. I would
have to hook up with Katie from Russia.
Okay.
And eliminate my boss, Janelle.
Better be careful. She might stab you.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.